I have the exact figures on the offering. The total is over what Mr. Armstrong had asked. So that's very, very good. The total is $27,119.79. So it looks like we'll have a new tabernacle next year after all. Well, I beg your pardon. Money is still coming in. It's $27,490.79. I have just two announcements before the closing song. That is, will all the local church women, Mr. Hay has one too, will all the local church women and those who are staying over as well, an extra evening, please help with the serving of the evening meal this evening. Then we'll need some volunteers to help load the chairs as we usually do at the conclusion of the meetings. Will those of you, the men who can, this evening meet at 6 p.m. at the south side of the tabernacle?
Mr. Billingsley passed this to me. There are a series of requests for rides of people who have no means of transportation home. Rather than read them all here, I will state that they cover most sections of the nations, although they represent about 14 requests only. If any of you have any room whatsoever for someone, or if you have no room for a person but merely for luggage, there are requests of both kinds here. This will be posted at the information booth, and if you do have an opportunity to take someone, even on the way to home or in your general vicinity, it will be much appreciated if, after the services are completed and any other responsibilities you have immediately, if you would go to the information booth where this will be posted. Then also, I have here about a half a dozen letters plus a small package of people who have received mail but have not yet claimed the mail. If you do not expect any mail, you might still check here if you know of someone who knows of the address. In most cases, it is in care of the Radio Church of God or Mr. Roy Hammer. I could quickly read the names. Fiesel, Callie, Spiker, Fought, Spiker, Fletcher, Harmon, Green. If your name even sounds like that, you might check at the information booth. And for the courtesy of these people who do have problems, please check if you have any opportunity of taking someone home with you. I am sure those will thank you very much for doing so.
I think it's time to sing number 35. Will you all rise, please?
God.
Roderick C. Meredith to close with prayer.
Father in heaven, Almighty God, we're thankful, Father, very, very thankful for this Feast of Tabernacles and this great high day. We thank you for all the spiritual meat, the instruction, the exhortation that we have had during this time. We thank you for it because we know it comes from you. And you do guide and help every one of your servants who speaks. And we have felt that. We thank you for protecting us, that there have been no terribly serious illnesses or deaths or any such thing. We give you thanks for it. Thank you for the wonderful fellowship we've all enjoyed, the blessing and opportunity of seeing each other again, for all the spiritual feast in every way, for every service, for every musical number, for every sermon, for every healing that you have performed here in our midst. And now, Father, as we dismiss, we ask you to be with us supernaturally and guide us in this coming year. Protect us. Keep us close to you. Help us to use our time to glorify you in our every thought and word and action. Help us to pray and to study. Help all of us, Father, and especially those who are scattered, to remember that our contact is not with each other, not with just the ministers, but with God, with you, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And help us to come to you and to look to you and to walk with God. We ask you now to dismiss us with your blessing, to keep us ever mindful and remembering these things we've learned and to use them and to apply them. We ask, Father, that you'll set a guardian angel to go with each one of us as we go our separate ways. Protect us through your angels. Help us to be careful as we drive home, to take care of ourselves, not to tempt you, not to do without too much sleep, but to keep close to you and glorify you in the obedience, even to the highway regulations, to get proper sleep, and to glorify you in the coming year in every way, to keep studying your word, praying and growing, that we may not fall away, that we may not go into the lukewarm condition that's prophesied for some in God's church, that we may grow unto the fullness of the stature of Christ and to become like you in mastery of our character, that we may be fit for the responsibilities we have heard of in this feast. We thank you for all your blessings again, Father, for every good and every perfect gift, and for the privilege of being here. And we ask these things and pray and give you thanks and rejoicing in the name of our Lord and Master, our Savior and High Priest at your right hand, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This recording has been brought to you by BibleStudy.org, who did the time-consuming work of reclaiming the message.